The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
We are grateful to God for all He has been doing with us and for us. The married program started since Friday and God was here with us. It was an awesome time on Friday night. And of course, yesterday the dinner was awesome, awesome, awesome. And then we're here this morning for the Thanksgiving service. To God alone be all the glory. Come on, say a big amen. Amen. Sharp this morning, I'll be speaking on exploits at the home front, which is also tagged the prevailing home. The home that is prevailing is the home that is doing exploits. And your family will do exploits in Jesus' name. To be nice for all the married to be comfortably seated and to be able to write as much as possible. And then the Lord will bless your family in Jesus' mighty name. To prevail means to win. Your family will win. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Your family will win. Amen. To prevail means to win. To prevail also means to triumph, to succeed, and to break through. To prevail or to do exploits in the family is for the home or the family to triumph, to succeed, to break through. God is the originator of the family. The home was God's idea. It was the idea of God for us to have a home. In Genesis 2 verse 18, Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate for him." Man was lonely. Man was alone. And God said, "I don't want this man to be alone. I will give him a helpmate. I will give him a wife so that he can have a home and have a family. And they can live together thereafter." So that is God's intention. And that is why the devil is so much after the family. Because it is God's intention. God is the one that formulated the concept of the family. And so devil is after family because he knows that if he can get a family, he has destroyed it. If he can destroy a family, he has destroyed a nation. If in a country, almost all the families are destroyed and there's no peace there, the kind of children that will be raised there will not be okay. All the citizens will become vagabonds because the family is not on point. And that's why he sent Jesus. One of the reasons why he sent Jesus is to destroy the work of the devil in the family. To cancel what the devil is trying to do. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8b. "For this purpose the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil." One of the reasons why God sent Jesus is to destroy the work of the wicked in our families. And as from today, everything that is not of God in your family shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Even Jesus himself was born into a family. Joseph and Mary were supposed to be his mother and father on earth, and he lived with them until he started his ministry. So Jesus could have been dropped from the sky like a parachute. They could have dropped Jesus from the sky and nobody will question. God will just drop him from the air. He will just use a rope to draw. No need for a rope. He will just come like slow motion. Zzz. "I've come, I'm Jesus. I've come to die for you." But no, he came through a family. To let you know how important the family is. Even Jesus, after he grew up, his first miracle was done in a wedding. In John chapter 2 from verse 1, he attended a wedding in Cana of Galilee. John chapter 2 from verse 1. And then wine finished. And then he turned the water into wine. So this is to let you know the importance of the home front, the importance of marriage, and the importance of a man and woman coming together and to raise a family. Your family shall be a great family. Amen. Quickly this morning, important facts about prevailing. Important facts about prevailing. We don't, number one, or A, is we don't prevail by strength. A family cannot prevail by strength. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9. "By strength shall no man prevail." Your family cannot prevail by strength. Bible says it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. So your family is not, cannot excel by your strength. Number two, or B, important fact about prevailing, is that you don't prevail in your family by wealth and skill. Like I said earlier on in Romans 9 verse 16, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. So your family cannot prevail because you have wealth, or because your husband has money, or because you went to school. Your certificate cannot make your family to prevail. I've seen many who have certificates. Many certificates, yes, their home is not on point. They have it from A levels to ND, to HND, to BSc, to MSc, to PhD. Everything they have, but the home form is not okay. It means that it's not about skill or certificate. Number C, important fact about prevailing in your family is that there are forces that do not want your family to prevail. You know the family? The church itself is a family. Matthew 16:18. I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. There is a gate of hell against every family. There is a power of darkness against every family. There is a force of hell against every family. In Ephesians 6 verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Every family has a devil that is pursuing that family. Because when your family succeeds, God will be glorified, and devil doesn't want God to be glorified. Devil does not want God to be, doesn't want people to thank God for your family. And today, everything the devil is trying to do in your family shall be undone in Jesus' name. Number D, important fact about prevailing in your family is that to prevail, you need information. Many are operating with obsolete information. That's why things are not working in their family. For you to be able to excel in your family, you need latest and modern information. The way we dress now is different from the way they used to dress then. The cars we drive now is different from the cars they used to drive then. The kind of houses we live now is different. Almost everything has changed. Modernization is coming in. So you cannot operate your family with some principles that are not informational and relevant to the times. You cannot operate by Mungo Park information and be able to excel in Trump's generation. You cannot operate in Mungo Park's information and succeed in Trump's generation. You need relevant information to be able to excel in your family. And number E, important fact about prevailing is that there is a fight you need to fight before you can prevail. Every family has a fight to fight. Jacob in Genesis 32, verse 24 to 28, had the fight. Before his family can succeed. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, somebody was trying to prevail against him. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let you go except you bless me." Today, God will bless your family. I say today, God will bless your family. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen. Say, "I will not let you go. I need a blessing." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with man, and then you have prevailed." Somebody is here today, you will prevail. Your family will prevail. I would like to hear your loud amen. Amen. This morning, God has packaged for you values that will make your family to prevail. I'll be showing you that this morning. There are about 10 of them, but as time will permit me, I'll see if I can take the 10. Otherwise, some other time, God allows us, if Jesus tarries, we'll be able to take that. But until you have values, you can't be valuable. Until your family stands for something, they fall for everything. There are some values that makes a family to prevail in this world. And tonight, this morning, as God will be helping us, will be showing us some of those values, and then we trust God that every family here will step up to a new level in Jesus' name. Values for the prevailing home. Values. 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 Values for prevailing home or values for exploit at the home front. Anyone you like. Number one value that will make your home to prevail is the value of gratitude and appreciation to God. Any family that is not grateful cannot prevail in life. Listen to me. When you are not grateful, it is telling God that you are saying that everything your family has, you did it. Abraham and Sarah were looking for a baby for a long time. And after they were, after the man became old and God eventually answered their prayers, he did not say that, why did God answer my prayer? Why did he even bother himself? You know, there are people that, that do things like that. They say, OJB. Eh? After I've been calling on you since. In Genesis 21, verse 5 to 8, Sarah started thanking God and singing. He said, ah, God has made me to laugh at last. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And say, now, if somebody whose child is born at 100 years can thank God, you that you are in your 20s or 30s or 40s and you have a baby and you cannot thank God, you can see that there's something wrong. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh. God will make you to laugh. Amen. So that all that hear me will laugh with me. We will come and laugh with you. Amen. As I'm praying for you, let your amen echo very well. Amen. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given child suck, for I have borne him a son in his old age. That is, the two of them had a grateful heart. The two of them were grateful to God for every single thing that God was doing in their life. This was the kind of person also that David was. David was a man that can praise God anywhere. To the extent that he was grateful, but his wife was not grateful. And God punished her for an ingratitude life. 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 14. 2 Samuel 6 verse 14. David thanked God and praised God. And his wife Michal said, what is that? And so David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. He was dancing, praising God. Go to 4. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw David. She should have been dancing with David in the family. She separated herself from the thanksgiving. She separated herself from the appreciation. And because of this, to cut the story short because of time, she is the only woman that God closed her womb in the scripture. Every other woman that needed a baby eventually got the baby as they persisted. Like the one Mama showed us on Friday. Zacharias and Elizabeth. Who continued to serve God and serve God and serve God and serve God till one day God said, I've remembered you. God will remember you. Amen. This woman separated herself until her death. She never tasted the cry of a baby. Because she was not grateful. Listen to me, married men and married women. The two of you must be grateful for everything. Your husband's job, the health of your children, your hair that did not get burnt with candle. You must thank God for it, just like she did. Some people can take that kind of thing casual. Say, what is there? It's not a big deal. Some people have been burnt to death like that. Your car that wanted to enter into gallop, that wanted to enter into accident and it escaped. It didn't even remove while you were on motion. The gas you left on, and then all of a sudden you remembered, I left something on the fire. Many other diverse things that God has done for you. Many other things that God has done for you. Armed robbers that came to your house, tried to remove the burglary, but they could not remove it. You just called somebody, you plastered it, and you just forgot about it. All these things, you have to be thankful to God for it. Your children did not have meningitis. Neither did they have Apollo. Neither did they have intestinal problems or eye problems or spinal cord injury. That's why they are climbing up, up and down. Somebody say, Jesus, thank you. I don't know how to exalt you, Ezemo. I don't know how to exalt you anymore. I don't know how to exalt you anymore. I don't know how to exalt you anymore. It is important to thank him if you are to prevail. Number two value for your home to prevail is a steadfast love for God. Loving God is not an option. Any family that we excel must love God with passion. Deuteronomy 6 verse 5. Deuteronomy 6 verse 5. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. That is, everything in you must love God. The reason why most families don't experience God as they should, because the love of God is lacking. The more you love God, the surer it is that you will make it. I can beat my chest if I see a family that loves God. I can predict where they will end up. The scripture says it. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has in store for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. There is something in store. Somebody say in store. There is something in store for your family. He said, there is something in store, but it is for them that love God. Many of us have stores at home. You keep things there. And you can send somebody, go and get something in my store. You know that you kept it there. And you say, please get me this thing in my store. God said, in my store, I kept something. It is for my lovers. If your family can love God, both husband and wife, not like Michael and David, where David was dancing praising God, the wife was saying, look at you doing like a small boy. These two people that were dancing here this morning, they are not small boys though. Those two gentlemen here, they are twins. So don't think this way. They don't have work, they don't have anything they are doing. That's why they are dancing like that. It must be that they don't have any career or anything, that their brain is blocked. They don't have anything they are thinking of. It is our madness in praising God that results in our greatness in life. If you are a mad praiser, it results in your great. Your madness will always translate to your greatness. Number three, value. Of values that will bring about the prevailing home is prayer. Somebody say prayer. Prayer. I mean, this is my area of specialization. Listen to me, friends. A prevailing home must be a praying home. As the husband is praying, the wife is praying. As the wife is praying, the husband, not that the husband is praying, the wife is playing, or the wife is praying and the husband is playing. It's a combination. The only thing that God said in scripture that we must do without ceasing is praying. 1 Timothy 5 verse 17. We should pray without ceasing. Do you want to see the hand of God in your family? 1 Thessalonians 5 17. Even if I made mistake on that, you should have known that. 1 Thessalonians 5 17. The only thing God told us not to do, and we must not stop doing, is praying. You can't stop. You must not stop praying. You must not stop praying. I think on Friday night, I also told the families on how to ensure that on a daily basis, you must pray together. Twice daily or minimum. That is the minimum, once together. It must be done. When couples come to me for counseling, I pray for them sometimes. One of the first things I ask them, do you pray together? I see did it this week. Do you pray? Do you do devotion? And when you are doing devotion, you don't leave your children to go and sleep. You do devotion. No. They are sleeping, you wake them up. If you have visitor in your house, the visitor must be in your devotion. Or you keep a serpent in your house. You wake the visitor up. He must not doze. He must be in devotion. And this devotion must involve the word. It must involve praise, It must involve prayer, starting with prayer for the kingdom of God. That's how to get it. Because some people will just be praying, God, money, oh God. Yes, that's not how to get God. Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. Father, we thank you for all you have done. Thank you for your favor over this family. Thank you for your church. We pray, oh God, bless your church. Bless the people. Protect the people. Protect your servant. Father, let your grace never depart from you. First start with what interests God, not what is your own issue. That's how most people just pray. God doesn't answer. You intercede in those areas, then you go into other areas. Father, bless our daddy, bless mommy, bless these children. If you can mention their name, mention their name. You pray for others, you intercede, you do that. You pray for protection as you go to bed, or if you are waking up in the morning together, you pray. That's how to run a family. And the man must take the forefront. Be man enough to be the priest in your house. If your wife, if you are not around, we know you are not around. If you are around, you can't be watching football when we are praying. It's a sign you are not serious. That's why I'm not smiling much this morning, so that I can tell you these things. Be man enough to take the lead in your family. Do you know you are the one that God will ask? When the issue happened in Eden, who did God ask? What did the man? What's the man? It was Adam that God asked, what's happening here? I came here to, like, in the cool of the day, like I normally come. What's going on here? He said, I'm naked. Say, naked. Did you do what I thought? He said, nah, easy, why is it? That's what is causing problem for man till now. Be the man in your house. Dropping money for food is not the only responsibility you have. You have other responsibility. I think Mama told us some time ago that masculinity means responsibility. So you are not just there just to come drop money or eat and then it's like, no, you must monitor the spiritual development of your family. Don't leave it to your wife alone. Thank God you have a great wife, a wonderful wife. Thank God for women. They are always very fervent in that area. But a man must be a man in this aspect. If I travel, I will phone. Did you do devotion? As in, I'm not around. Not to talk of you around. Was the devotion done? Was devotion done? Okay, who led the prayers? That's how to run. You must pray. And if mistakenly devil try to attack your family, you stand up in prayer. You stand up in fasting. As a family, I recommend minimum once a week that you fast. Minimum once a week. As God helps you. You can go more than that. My wife and I, by God's privilege and by God's grace, have done this for many years. For many, many years. Once a week. Later, we grew to twice a week. I will not tell you where we are now. If you want to see the hand of God in your family, you must be a praying family. Number three value that will bring about the prevailing home. Number what? It shows me you are following me. Number four is cooperation and collaboration. Somebody say cooperation. Somebody say collaboration. A family that will do exploits must cooperate. Don't be doing things separate. You are now one. Let the thinking of you and your husband come together. In Genesis 11, you know that story very well, when Tower of Babel was being built, Genesis 11 from verse 4 to 6. God said, if I don't stop these people, they will do anything is possible for them. And they said, go, let us build up a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Yes, please. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. They are one. And they have one language. And this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined. A family that is united, nothing is restrained from them to do. You can accomplish anything together when you are united. Husband, stop thinking without involving your wife. Collaborate, cooperate, support each other. And your collaboration must not be an evil collaboration. Like the one that happened in Acts chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. Acts chapter 5, verse 1 to 11, the story of Ananias and Sapphira, where they collaborated to lie to the pastor, Pastor Peter. They collaborated to lie to the Holy Ghost. You know that story very well. How they asked the man, how much did you sell this land? He said, this one. And then he died on the spot. Then, after the young men carried him to bury him, three hours later, the wife walked in. You and your husband, the land you say you sold and you gave the money to the church, how much did you sell it? He said, also lied, the same lie they had lied before. And she also died on the spot. That family was extinguished on the basis of wrong collaboration. Don't collaborate for evil. Collaborate to do good. Collaborate to develop your family. To add value to the church. To add value to the society. Collaborate to start businesses that will employ millions of... Put the food on tables of people. Collaborate to do things that will be of advantage to the kingdom of God. That will be the kind of family God will raise for you. Can I hear your loudest amen? Always do things to... Let me tell you this. There is power in togetherness. In Matthew 18 verse 19. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19. The Bible speaking there tells us. He says, and again I say unto you that if two of you, somebody say two of you, that's like husband and wife, two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father. If the husband and wife can collaborate in the positive way, they will make it. Your family will make it. I say your family will make it. Your family will make it. Your collaboration will not be a wasted effort. Collaborate. Cooperate. Don't be talking something and your husband is talking something else. Speak with the same voice on issues, on matters. Let collaboration and cooperation be what you stand for as a family. There are some families that the husband and the wife, they live like cat and mouse. The points the husband is making, the wife will never support. We bring up a contrary point just to prove that she also has BSc. That's not collaboration. Just want to prove a point, or the man knows that the wife is the one right. Now say, I will now bow for a woman, girl. Will I now bow for a woman? Listen to me. A woman is not inferior to you. In fact, she has an advantage. She has a womb. You don't have a womb. She has a plus. She can bring forth from her womb. I know somebody will say, hey, but without the seed. But you know that they even give back now. You don't need to. So relax. Just relax as a man. Relax. Collaborate first with your wife. Collaborate with her. Support her. Stand with her. Woman, collaborate with your husband. Work on his vision, on the vision you have together. Can't imagine your husband having a vision of this and the wife having another vision. Before you even marry, you find out if your visions align. If your husband has a plan to be an armed robber and you have a plan to be selling computers, can it work? Except you want him to be stealing a computer for you. Selling. That's a wrong collaboration. You find out what are your vision. What do you want to do with your life? You say, I want to be a lecturer. I want to be a banker. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a pastor. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to be selling cars. I want to be a police officer. I want to be a soldier. Then if you know that you cannot cope with soldiering, then you say, I'm sorry, I never envisaged that I want. But since you have entered and is a soldier, you are with a soldier for life. Collaboration. May the Lord will bless your home in the name of Jesus. Number five, values that will bring forth exploits in your home is godly upbringing of children. In Proverbs 29 verse 15, the Bible says, the rod and reproof give wisdom. But a child that is left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. The training of your children is a joint venture. Both husband and the wife have a dual effort on the children. A lot of times, many men just abandon the taking care of their children. They don't even know the school their children attend. They don't know the various class. If you want to do a test, ask some men, what class is your child? What class is this one? They can't tell the class. You should know details about your children. You should know their friends. You should know who they roll with. You should know who they chat with. This is very, very, very important. In Proverbs 22, verse 6, Proverbs 22, verse 6, Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's grown up, he will not depart from it. So, if you really want to your family to do exploits, train up your child. Don't let them be like a child of Eli. Early this morning, around to 3 a.m. or 3 a.m., I was just studying the scripture, and I read this story of Eli again, and the children. It's a sad story. God had promised Eli that his lineage will always be priest. His lineage will always be priest. And his children, Hophni and Phinehas, messed up that opportunity. They were eating sacrifices that were not yet done in the right way to God. They were sleeping with women at the door. Women that came to worship God at the church like this. They will take them from the door. They will take them to your room, sleep with them, bring them back. Take another one, sleep them. And because of this, God struck the man. He died at 98 years. He was a man that served God very well, but did not die well. He died with a broken neck. He fell on the chair when his children were struck in battle and died. And he also died on the spot. And God replaced them as priests and brought in somebody else who was able to do the work properly. Train up your children. That is your responsibility. You can't pursue money. You are doing a job whereby you go in the morning, you leave the house by 4:30 a.m. like it's operational in Lagos and most places, 4:30 a.m. and you come back in the night by 12, and your children, you don't even see them at all. Your children we prefer to stay with a house girl than to stay with you. You are puncturing your future. You are destroying. You are pursuing money to the detriment of your seed. Your seed is your future. Your children are your future. Don't you can't throw them. You leave your children, just go and throw them in one place. You go and dump your children. You don't know how they are. Listen to me. I think I've said it before some time ago. Taking your children abroad is not an achievement. That my child is not abroad. If he's abroad and there is no parental care, you can lose that child. Because he will still go to abroad tire. You will go to abroad, your children will go to abroad. So put them where your eyes, you are even there, you can see them, they are still misbehaving. They are beating themselves, slapping themselves, stealing chocobilo, stealing this one, then this one, that's one, that misbehaving, lying. You are there, oh, not to talk of when you are not there at all. In my place. Hello. Let's leave that. Praise the Lord. Number six, because of time. Time is going. And time is of the essence. Values that will make your home to prevail is love and affection. In 1 John 3, verse 14 to 16. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14 to 16. 1 John chapter 3, 14. So we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. The only way we can know that you are now a Christian is that you love your brothers, your sister, your family, your husband, your wife. That if we ask your wife, do you think this man loves me, you? And she says, no. You are not yet a Christian. If your wife doubts your love, if your wife is sick and you are not there, if your husband is in pain and you put something on your face and you put gele, you travel for wedding, Owambe. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother And his wife, his husband, as this case may be here, abided in death. You will not abide in death. Whosoever hated his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer had eternal life abiding in him. 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our bread. We have said that on Friday. If you were not here on Friday, if the CD is available, you can buy it. Jesus laid down his life for his family. Go to verse 23 of that same place. That same place, verse 23. 1 John 4:23. The same place, verse 23. And this is the command. This is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of Jesus Christ and love. Someone say, love one another. Love one another. This is the commandment of God for your family. Husband, love your wife. Wife, love, honor, respect your husband. We have talked a lot about all that in the course of the service, in the course of the program. Love and affection is very, very key. And I pray that the Lord will bless you all in Jesus' name. Because of time, number 7, values that will bring about exploits in your family, that will bring make your family to prevail, is giving. Giving. 1 John 3, verse 18, 17 to 18. The same 1 John chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. He said, but whosoever had this world's goods and seeth his brother have needs and shutted up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, love not in word, neither in tongue, but in deed. Love is proved by your giving. Your giving of your time to your wife, your giving of your time to your husband, your giving of your body to your husband, to your wife, the giving of your resources. I can't imagine how somebody would prefer to give outsider things more than your own spouse. In my place, they call such people good outside but cannot be followed inside. You know what that means? Good outside. Dangote outside. Akagom inside. Otedola in the family. But stingy man with his wife. That's not good. Ensure that the value of giving is very... I was counseling a couple in the course of this week or last week thereabout. And I told them, I said, one of the things that will make you super blessed as a man, it doesn't matter where you start from as a man. As you continue to give to your wife, your level will be changing. I tell you this sincerely. If it doesn't happen, you can come and touch my nose. Say, you lied to us. A man, if you continue as you are giving to your wife regularly, as you are blessing her regularly, as you are attending to her needs regularly, within your purview, don't go into arm robbery because of your wife or your children. As God is blessing you, are blessing her. As God is changing your level, you are changing her level. As God is changing your... You will never come down. And every man under the sound of my voice, you will never come down. You will never come down. Every woman under the sound of my voice, your husbands will never come down. Your husband will never come down. But you have to do it. You can't see her in need. You were smiling before. Immediately she said, I think I need some little money to buy slippers. I don't really. You just turn your face like. Your face just begins to remove fire almost immediately. If one wants to light candle, one can bring it to your eye. The thing will light. But before you were laughing, playing. No, you can't do like that. And also, of course, the wife too, you must give yourself. You give your time, you give your energy. You serve. You serve the interest of your husband. And of course, you also give to him from time to time. This is within what God has blessed you with. Number 8, value that will bring about success for your family is diligence and hard work. Proverbs 22 verse 29, see thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings and not ordinary men. Proverbs 22 verse 29, if you really want your family to excel, you must be a hardworking family. we recommend that both husband and wife should try to get something doing. Husband, that is mandatory and compulsory. The wife too, as God helps you, you are in a job, you are in a career, you are selling things, you are doing this. Keep your hands busy. In the course of the week, I was studying the book of Proverbs 31. I think that was on Friday or so. And I saw the virtue of this woman. She could even buy a land on her own. She can buy wool on her own. She wakes up early. Don't be a lazy person. If you are lazy, things cannot be easy. When a man is the only one working, he will wear out. He will begin to, at 40, he will be looking 70. At 35, he will be looking like he's 65. Because he is overworked. Of course, a woman also must be. I traveled some time ago to Warri in Delta State. And I saw that there, it is men that relax. It is women that are not working. I say, hey, Jehovah, I've seen something here. It happens like that. Some men too are very lazy. As your wife is working, don't say, how are we now going to pay the fees? The fees now. How are we now going to pay the rent now? Oh, yeah, bring all the money you have. Bring. Don't do that. As your wife is working, you must also be working. It's a collaborative thing. If you are not working, you will join bad gang. Your thinking will be shallow. If you are not working, your bones will be hard. If you are not working, you will love leisure too much. You will know all the themes from now till forever. My wife said here on this altar one day, she said, we will walk. Walk, we know that we walked. Remember that service? She said, we will walk. Say, I will walk. Walk himself. We know that I walked. That's how to live your life as a woman. Not doing this up and down with friends up and down. Also, as a man, you must be walking. Not going about with your friends all over the place. Going from one place to another as a man. Carrying girlfriends from one place to another. All those girls that in my place, they call them tree break bed fly. You know what I'm saying? Tree break bed fly. They cannot stay there with you when the chips are down. You are now investing your hard-earned money that you should put giving your custody of your wife in a joint account for her to monitor it for your project. You are using it to buy ready-made hairdo. 1,000 weave-on, ready-made. You are using it to buy it for somebody. When your wife has never in her life done such, you are very stupid. God does not want such. Now listen, if there be any man here today, and you have any respect for this anointing here today, if you have anybody you are dating that is not your wife, cut it now. As you get home now. Hello? Like here, in your life, if you call me. In your life, if you... Because some men, what they can never give their wife at home, these people will collect it outside. Some of these girls are not ordinary. They would have put some things in their mouth. To put some things in their eye. And they do their eye like this. They will attach something to their eyelid, which your wife does not do. Which will make them look like a doll, like a baby. Baby Kingsway. They don't be doing eyelid. Your eye, too, your brain will be doing... It shows that you need special hand on your head. You begin to look at even a dog cannot do his eye like that, and the thing will look like this, and then hello, so fake. If you nurture your wife, she can do better than that. Am I speaking? If you donate yourself to your wife very well, she can do 1 million times. I've never seen a woman that is not beautiful. It is your investment in her that brings out the best in her. If Give Jesus a big clap this morning. It's worthy. So what am I saying? Your wife is an asset. Is an asset. Invest into that investment and you will see yourself reaping the capital, the dividends in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Number nine. And we need to stop in the next few minutes. Number nine, because my time is up. Number nine is kingdom stewardship. A family that will do well in life must serve God. Abraham served God, his family prospered. Isaac served God, his family prospered. Your family too must serve God. In Genesis 18, I think verse 16 or so, God was speaking about Abraham, that he will command his children to walk after God's commandment. He will command his children. He will command his children. He will command his children to walk after the precept of the Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For I know him. Somebody say, I know him. That he will, Genesis 18, 19. For that he will command his children. You can see that. To his children and his household after him. That they shall keep the ways of the Lord to do justice and judgment. So you are to command your family to be in service. It's not optional. Abraham command his wife. You must be a worker. It's a must. Not later. I will be a good man doesn't do that. You command you today to day. I want to know the department you are joining. If your children are grown up already, you let you come not that year. Oh, day, please. When are you going to join worker? You are denying your family the blessings of exploits like that. The two of you package yourself for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, not doing anything in the house of God. When you come to the house of God and you are not doing anything, you just came to collect blessing. You are not useful to God. You just receive the blessings, amen. Receive the blessing, amen. Receive, and you carry your bag, you leave. Nothing. Security department, nothing. Ushers, nothing. Choir, you are not ready to join. Your stewardship affects your blessing in life. If you want your family to be blessed, key into kingdom stewardship. Key into kingdom stewardship. Key into kingdom stewardship. And number 10, where we stop today because of time, values that will make your home to do exploits, is the fear of God, or what you call also called integrity. Somebody say integrity. Somebody say integrity. It's important for every one of us to know that the fear of God is so crucial when it comes to enjoying exploits and to enjoying God. In Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13, say, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. The whole duty of your family is to walk in the fear of God. Let it be said of you that you walked in the fear of God. As a man, it is the fear of God that makes you to drop money for your wife regularly. It is the fear of God that makes you not to be bitter against your wife. It is the fear of God that makes you forgive quickly. Because you don't want to hold grudges in your heart. You say, I've forgiven you. Not that for 7 days you are still on the same point. What you can't continue like that. You are injuring yourself. What about if Jesus comes at that moment when you refuse to forgive? If you want your family to have value, quickly forgive yourself. Walk in the fear of God. Let your children, there are some children here, and if I say, in the name of Jesus, may your life be like your father's life, you will quickly do like this. God forbid. Or some children say, may your life, may you resemble your mother. You say, I forbid it. With what I've known now. Why? They are not walking in the fear of God. No child will ever want to be like a father who doesn't walk in the fear of God. Friday night, every club you are there. They know you from club to club. Even the club where they go, the girls there are naked. And you have to pay to enter. Immediately you enter, you behold iniquity. You are about to faint. They give you all sorts of drinks. The fear of God is a killer of family. When you are not a man of the fear of God, you walk around aimlessly at night. And in my place, they say the person that is born very well does not roam about at night. If you are a man or a woman, You can't be gallivanting from place to place. Let the fear of God rule your... Listen to me, friends. If you can walk in the fear of God for 1 month and your life doesn't change, I'm not sent. As in 1 month, you just say, this month I want to walk pure. I get home at the right time. I eat my wife's food. I don't go and be eating rubbish everywhere. I stay away from iniquity. 1 month, you will see progression. As from today, your life will progress. I say, as from today, your life will progress. Your family will progress. There is no family represented here today that will crash. There is no family represented here today that will suffer divorce. Every family under the sound of my voice, you are going to go up. Your finances will go up. Your businesses will go up. Your ministry will go up. Your relationship life will go up. The blessing of the Lord will be upon your family. Listen to me, as God liveth, every family here, doors will open for you. Doors will open for you. Doors of breakthrough shall be open for you. Doors of promotion shall be open for you. Doors of good children shall be open for you. Doors of progress shall be open for you. Those who are trusting God for children, I decree in the next 40 days there's a miracle in your family. And that miracle is a confirmed miracle. So shall it be. Give Jesus a big clap as you take your seat.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.